state's position is as follows, that when one commits a non-enumerated felony of child abuse and the child dies, child being defined as a person under the age of 18, that that constitutes and can constitute, as the cases have illustrated, felony murder in the third degree.
Oh my God, it gets insane by the day, more insane. Take a look at the judge in the Zimmerman trial, a human football with a pair of eyeglasses. Now, the prosecutor is asking for a child abuse murder case. And, of course, the judge, the human football with eyeglasses, rejected it. Listen to clip two now on the Savage Nation. Listen to this one.
Just when I thought this case couldn't get any more bizarre, the state is seeking third-degree murder based on child abuse? Is the court going to give this any serious contention or consideration? Because if so, we have a lot of talking to do. This is outrageous. It's outrageous that the state would seek to do this at this time in this case. Judge, this was a trick. Doesn't the court realize this was a trick by the state?
All right, well, that's what's going on in the circus of the Zimmerman trial. Now, I'm on record, and I'm going to support my position that he should get a manslaughter charge. I know that you think I should support him because I know why, but it's not, I'm sorry to say, black and white. But unfortunately, the case has become black and white. If you're black, you're for Trayvon Martin. If you're white, you're for Zimmerman. Is that the way it's supposed to be? No. It's supposed to be a court of law. And I will again repeat to you that I think that this guy, Zimmerman, is guilty of manslaughter. And the reason I've said that before and the reason I'll say it again is because he was a neighborhood watchman, period. What the hell was he doing with a loaded gun, which was cocked, which had a round in the chamber? He had, I mean, it was a set, he had to kill somebody. He was hunting for somebody. You see, it's a different story. If let's say there had just been a rape in the community or a horrible murder in the community, and they were all out, he was out looking, was the only brave guy out there looking for the murderer. Then he would cock the gun because he knows the guy's dangerous. But he had no reason to have that gun cocked and loaded and ready to go as a neighborhood watchman. He should have had a taser. He should have had a pepper spray, as I've told you before. But no, Zimmerman was a wannabe cop. Zimmerman was a guy who wanted to make a name for himself. He said this guy looks suspicious. That unto itself is not good. That constitutes some presupposition on his part that puts him in a degree of danger here with regard to the final outcome. And I stick to my opinion that Zimmerman should get a manslaughter conviction, probably serve 3 to 5. I don't know what's going to happen. It's truly up to the jury. I know that right now talk radio hosts are all saying Zimmerman is a hero, which is absurd, ludicrous. There's a dead guy and there's a live guy. The dead guy had no gun. The live guy had a gun. That's not the way it should work. I'll throw it to you another way in case you don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay, if a policeman had committed the very same, charge against the... let's say there was a policeman, and he had heard there had been burglaries in a neighborhood, and the policeman was investigating, and he was looking around and didn't see anybody, and the policeman had pulled out his gun all ready to go and fire, and the 17-year-old person that the cop was looking for jumps him from behind and slams him to the ground. And if the cop had shot that 17-year-old, I can guarantee you the cop would have been in real serious trouble. He would have lost his job, not immediately. They certainly would have suspended him. They would have investigated. I can guarantee you they would throw the book at a cop. So now we're saying it's a citizen who did it. The reason many of you are taking Zimmerman's side is racial, number one. The reason many of you are taking the dead guy's side is because it's racial, number two. And the reason that you really want Zimmerman to get off scot-free is because you're afraid that one day you'll be in the same situation, and if you have to defend yourself, you're liable to face the same charges as Zimmerman. Well, it won't happen to you. It won't happen to you for two reasons. This guy, Trayvon Martin, who is dead, did not break into Zimmerman's house. Trayvon Martin did not threaten Zimmerman's life. This guy, Zimmerman, was looking for someone, and he found that someone, and that someone punched him down, started to pound his head on the pavement, and of course, the crux of the trial is in what happened next. I again will hold a position that had Zimmerman not loaded around in the chamber, had Zimmerman not had that gun ready to fire, no one would have died. Because during that struggle, when Zimmerman claims Trayvon Martin reached for Zimmerman's gun in his waistband, the best thing that could have had happened would have been for Trayvon Martin to have grabbed Zimmerman's gun, because at that moment he would have tried to cock it back. He would have pulled the trigger, nothing would have happened, right? Just shows you what a loaded gun can do. So then what would have a Trayvon Martin had to do? He would have had to take both hands and put them on this semi-automatic weapon and pull back on the gun to load around, at which point this husky young man named Zimmerman could have easily wrestled his way out from under Trayvon Martin or punched him in the mouth or knocked the gun out of his hand, and the rest would be history. So therefore, I say, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at this objectively and rationally, you have to conclude, as I did, that the word is liability. There's great liability on the part of Zimmerman here. And that's why I say you have to find a manslaughter charge is appropriate. 855-407-282. I realize this is controversial. You assume because I'm an independent conservative, I have to go with Zimmerman. I don't have to go anywhere. I go where I think I have to go, depending upon the case. In this case, is not what you think it is. Yes, they're trying to throw the book at him. Yes, it is a kangaroo court. Yes, it's like a Stalinist show trial. Yes, all of that is true. Nevertheless, Zimmerman has liability, in my opinion. Also in this hour, there's a very, very dangerous report out there that many of you have panicked over about fish oils. And what happened was the idiots in the media immediately jumped on this assistant professor's opinion that fish oil is somehow related to prostate cancer risk, which nothing could be further from the truth. It's a completely, let's put it to you this way, it's junk science. It was picked up by every media outlet in the country, hook, line, and sinker, just like the fish that they are. U.S. News and World Report, too much fish oil might boost prostate cancer risk, study says. Well, no, the study doesn't prove that. The study says that, but it doesn't prove it by in any way. And listen to me when I tell you this. You're going to say my opinion isn't good enough, all right? First of all, I have a Ph.D. in epidemiology and nutrition. This is right up my alley. I read the original publication. I went to the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. It's a bogus study, and it was put out by these shady organizations that are in cahoots with the drug industry. When is the last time you've seen a negative report on a medication? Almost never, right? Because interlocking corporate directorships are such that the same directors that sit on pharmaceutical companies sit in the media, on the boards of media companies. They are out to get vitamins, they're out to get natural products, and they're out to push you into prescription drugs. It's a conspiracy against natural products. Too much fish oil might boost prostate cancer risk. They haven't proven that at all. So if my expertise is not sufficient for you, at the bottom of this hour, in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to have an expert with an MD, PhD, whose specialty happens to be prostate cancer, whose specialty happens to be radiology, with a great Harvard degree. I thought my Berkeley PhD was enough, but apparently it's not enough for you. And he will tell you what he thinks. Don't throw away your fish oil so quickly. The study stinks like rotten fish. 855-407-282. So there's two topics. The fishy fish oil study and the fishy Zimmerman trial. Let's start in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an angry caller who's calling me a name. Bob, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage. Because you have an automatic pistol and the round is in the chamber, doesn't mean you want to kill somebody. A revolver has a round in the chamber, too.
That's right, but he wasn't carrying a revolver, was he?
He was in a neighborhood that had a lot of problems.
Was he looking for a murderer?
I don't think he was looking to murder anybody.
No, was he looking for a murderer?
A murderer?
I just asked you a question. Was Zimmerman looking for a murderer?
No, he wasn't.
No. Was Zimmerman told by the 911 operator to not pursue him?
Yes.
He was told not to pursue him, but he didn't listen to them. Right. He wanted to be a big man. He wanted to be John Wayne.
He was. His only mistake was he followed the guy.
My friend, that's a big mistake because the kid's dead.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Let's take Zimmerman out of the picture. Does a petty burglar who smoked marijuana deserve to have been shot dead?
No.
Well, thank you for the call. 855-407-2822. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of Oak traffic with SIG alert, eastbound 580 Hop Yard, left lane block, traffic backed up before the 680 interchange. New problem, southbound 280 at De Anza in Cupertino, stalled car in the left lane there. Southbound 880 at 101 in San Jose, a crash being reported. Look for delays getting into San Jose there. Northbound 880, very slow out of San Jose up to Fremont because of an earlier problem at Mission Boulevard. That has been cleared. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
He said that Villegas left his young son alone in the car with the keys in the ignition. I think there was a bar inside the mall that he was visiting. Dad comes out of the mall. Speech was slurred. Little boys in the car holding an empty beer can. Police also found marijuana and Xanax in the car. Kid deserves better than that.
First of all, who goes to a bar at the mall?
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
Finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's a terrible situation that Zimmerman finds himself in, but I think you shouldn't overly identify with Zimmerman. I think many of my listeners are overly identifying with Zimmerman, and I think many people who are in Zimmerman's camp are simply defending him because he's a white man, just as many people who are saying he deserves, you know, murder one or murder two are condemning him because they're not white, and so they make it a racial issue. But you see, the law is very clear. They brought up third-degree murder based on child abuse, which is ludicrous, okay? The state charged him with second-degree murder, which is very interesting because they couldn't prove that. They shouldn't have. They should have initially charged them with manslaughter. That really was what's at stake here, and that's where the mistake was made. They overcharged him. He is guilty of manslaughter, and again, I have to say why. Please try to listen to me. Listen carefully. Trayvon Martin was simply a 17-year-old kid. The most he was ever accused of was burglary and smoking pot. Oh, boy, that really is a murder. That really deserves murder. No. Now, who put himself in the position of getting into the fight? Was it Trayvon Martin or Zimmerman? It was Zimmerman. Zimmerman went out there looking for this kid because he was a neighborhood watchman. He said, all right, he was doing his job. Wait, but his job didn't require him to kill him. His job required him to point them out to the police, who were on the way, by the way. The 911 operator's on record saying, don't follow him. You don't have to do that. Basically, get back in the car. Now, the story picks up from there. He claims that Trayvon blindsided him from behind. I don't know if that's been proven one way or the other. Nevertheless, I have to repeat again. Do you understand what the precedence will be in this case one way or the other? Do you realize that if Zimmerman gets off scot-free, somebody can shoot you. Someone could come up and pick a fight with you. Let's turn it around. If Zimmerman gets off scot-free, I'm going to reverse the whole thing on you. If Zimmerman gets off scot-free and some jerk comes out and picks a fight with you and you don't have a gun and he does, and then you're stronger than him and you get the best of him and knock him to the ground to save you, you're behind, and you start smashing his head into the pavement because you're afraid he's going to kill you, and he pulls a gun out and shoots you, would you like him to get off scot-free? You'd say, no, he picked the fight. I allege that Zimmerman picked this fight. What did Trayvon Martin do? He didn't even have a TV set in his hand. And if he did have a TV set in his hand, did he deserve to die? Of course not. So I think you have to pull yourself back from the emotionality of this case and understand that there's a lot more at stake than meets the eye, which is very interesting. And therefore, we're going to continue to talk about it tomorrow. We hear the defense's final position. So we're talking about the fishy Zimmerman case and the fishy fish oil study, which is utterly unbelievable how the media is so naive and the people are such science illiterates that every news outlet that I could find picked up on that false flag story of prostate cancer risk from fish oils. They didn't read the study because they don't know how to read the study. They're too lazy to read the study. They took it from this novice worker here at the Ohio State University with the questionable Fred Hutchinson Cancer Institute. And the media fools jumped in on this flawed report authored by an assistant professor who should be fired, in my opinion. And we're going to explain that to you in a few minutes, those of you who have been on fish oils. I myself have not cut back on my fish oils. There is no evidence of cause and effect in the original study. No evidence whatsoever or of causality, as we call it in epidemiology. And yet you believe it right now because it was published by many, many, many outlets. So that's very important that you not take the false publications seriously until there's much more evidence, which we don't have. And we have another expert coming on to take your calls if you have any at 34. But the Zimmerman story is the one that's getting you. Okay? 855-407-2282. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Or if you wish, michaelsavage.com. Let's go to WABC in New York City. Ori, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike. It's an honor to speak with you tonight. How are you doing? Okay, but for real, I you know, admire your opinion on the case. I disagree, but you know, it's a legitimate opinion. But I wanted to ask you what you think the role of the government is playing in this case, if any at all.
Despicable. Despicable role. As usual, the dictator-in-chief has his hands all over this. He had from day one. He's embarrassing. But we know that he's a demagogue, and we know that he wants a conviction.
Why is this not getting any publicity? Why is this? I mean,
why? Why is it getting not publicity? Why are we not getting any publicity on all of his scandals, on his $100 million junket to Africa? Why are we not seeing what these two people are doing to the White House? Why are we not seeing 99% of the corruption and the dysfunction from this White House? Why do we know nothing about Benghazi? Why do we know nothing about the Arab winter that he caused? Why? Why? Because we have a perverted media. That's why.
Indeed.
Why is Corzine not charged with the loss of $1.5 billion? Why are criminal charges against Solyndra and their founder unlikely? Why? Because we're living in a corrupt United States of America. We have rapidly degenerated into a nation of corruption. 855-407-282. This doesn't mean Zimmerman is guilty, nor does it mean Zimmerman is innocent. It means I think that Zimmerman is guilty of manslaughter. That's what I think. It doesn't mean that you think that. All aboard when I come back to Fishy Fish Oil Study and the Fishy Zimmerman Trial, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Starting with traffic, eastbound 580 in Pleasanton. Hop Yard had a signal alert. Left lane blocked by a crash. Looks like it's in the clearing process, but traffic is backed up into the Dublin Canyon, almost from Eden Canyon Road. Northbound 680 bumper to bumper over the Sinol grade, starting almost at Scott Creek over to Andrade. Northbound 880 because of earlier problems. Slow 101 up towards Auto Mall. Southbound 101 is slow from 237 down to Brokaw. Southbound 280 before Magdalena. It was a stall. Looks like that's been cleared. Traffic backed up from Page Mill Road. San Francisco eastbound 80, lower deck of the Bay Bridge before the island. Stalled car being reported. Northbound 101 slows at 280. Upper deck getting better but still sluggish into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Brought to you by Mike's Bikes. At Mike's Bikes, Savers sweet clothing rewards during the month of July. Now through the 31st, get 10% of your bike purchase back in free clothing. Only at Mike's Bikes. Visit mikesbikes.com or stop in America's largest local bike shop, Mike's Bikes. Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation, plus for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal, buy a new car, start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamline refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes, because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal Housing Lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all
coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, heard on 200 stations across America. We're covering two big topics right now. The political topic is the Zimmerman case, and you know my position. I think he's guilty of manslaughter for the reasons I've described. The other thing is the fishy fish oil study that's been picked up by all of the science illiterates who say that, wow, oh my goodness, fish oils cause prostate cancer. I read the original study. The study does not support that at all. My PhD is in epidemiology and nutrition from UC Berkeley. Apparently it's not enough for many of you. So I went and got an expert who actually knows much more than I do about this subject. His clinical interests, well, his name is Anthony Victor D'Amico. He has an MD from UP. He has a PhD from MIT. And great credentials all around. His expertise is in bladder cancer, prostate cancer. I would say he knows as much about this subject as anybody. And I don't know his thorough views on this. But Dr. D'Amico, welcome back to the welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much.
Doctor, what is your position on this so-called study on fish oil and prostate cancer?
I think the long and short of it is the study really cannot make the conclusion that it's trying to, because these types of studies are not cause and effect. That is, if you take the fish oil, you're going to get an aggressive or some type of prostate cancer. These studies are simply associations. And when you have an association-type study, the way you strengthen it, which is not what they did, is you try to adjust for that association for all the things you know can cause prostate cancer. And this is the main issue with the study. They tried this, but they didn't do it properly. They adjusted for things like family history of prostate cancer and diabetes, but they left out some very important risk factors for prostate cancer, namely whether the gentleman was African American or not, how old they were, what their PSA level was, which is a very important blood test associated with prostate cancer, what their rectal exam revealed, and what their body mass index was. That is, whether they were overweight or not. And overweight sometimes has been shown to be associated with more aggressive prostate cancer. So what you're left with at the end of the day is an association that at best is very weak, and further weakened by the fact that they didn't account for the known predictors of prostate cancer when they were making this calculation.
Okay, Dr. D'Amico, here's a couple other questions from me and from my audience about, because this is a big deal. It's a big deal because many men, millions of men around the world are taking fish oils now for a good 7 to 10 years. I myself take them. They've lowered my triglycerides phenomenally and done a great job. There are varieties of fish oil, number one. And what bothered me most about the study were not only the conclusions, but the fact that the study author had the nerve to write, or was it the Hutchinson Institute spokesmouth said, we even think fish itself might be harmful or dangerous. I'm not making that up. The Fred Hutchinson spokesman said this proves that nutritional supplements are dangerous and that consuming fish itself may be dangerous, which I thought was a bit of a crazy stretch. There's another element here, though. Which fish oils are they talking about? There are fish oil products all over the map, ranging from the Rolls-Royce quality to the Yugo quality, like in all nutrients. Some of them are purified, some of them are not. Some come from fish that are from polluted waters, some don't, therefore some are purified. So these variables also have to be looked at, don't they?
Yes. I mean, that's exactly right. I think the type of fish oil, how long it was taken for, where in one's life was it taken. For example, we know people who grow up in Asia who have soy in their diet from day one are at much, much lower risk of getting prostate cancer than someone who grows up in the United States. And that's they're exposed to it essentially from birth. Yes, the duration of the exposure, what they're taking exactly, all matter as well. None of those things are really accounted for, but the thing that concerns me the most is that, you know, you can find almost anything associated with aggressive prostate cancer. You know, you can find driving, you know, a Cadillac as opposed to a Buick if you don't adjust for the factors that are known to be associated with it. And from a, you know, from a purely scientific standpoint, that's what makes this association extremely weak and possibly false.
Dr. D'Amico, look, you have superb credentials, which matter a great deal to you. That's why you worked so hard to get them. And you've worked at prostate cancer. And, you know, I don't want to knock the guy who wrote it, but he really is a kind of lowly assistant professor who I think was looking for some media attention. And the media jumped all over the study. You are quoted in only one of the studies. Has the media come to you for your counterposition?
Yes, I did speak with Health Day and MedWatch about this, and so there was some statement made, essentially what I've just told you, that association studies cannot prove cause and effect, and that in this particular study, what's really, really striking to me is if you look in Table 1, they actually have the information in Table 1 about race and PSA level and so forth listed there. I just don't understand why they didn't use it in their model. It makes me wonder, maybe they did use it, and maybe once they did, the association was lost. Because usually when these types of studies are done, they adjust for everything that may be related with the endpoint they're looking at, and they had the information available, in, as they show in Table 1. To me, it makes me wonder, if they did look at it, maybe the association was lost at that point, and without putting those factors in, it remained.
Here's another question I have for you, because I couldn't get this out of the study. And I know my listeners are probably fascinated by it, because many of my listeners are older men, I would think. How about this question, because I couldn't decipher it in the original study. Did they choose a population to study that had already been diagnosed with prostate cancer? Or was this a generalized sample of men, some with and some without prostate cancer?
Right, it's the latter. It's the latter. What they did was they took a control group of men without prostate cancer and looked at the fish oil intake, and they looked at men with prostate cancer of different behaviors, different aggressions, different aggressiveness, and then compared the two.
But how do we know when the men started taking, the men with prostate cancer, how do we know when they started taking fish oils? Did they start taking the fish oils after they were diagnosed with prostate cancer or before?
No, it's not discussed. Good point.
That to me is, see, but Dr. D'Amico, you know, this to me is the whole essence of it. Many men, when they get sick, suddenly look for anything to help them, and they hear, oh, fish oils are good, and they start taking it. Does that mean that it caused it? Of course not. Like you said, maybe it was driving a Buick that did it. So the study is really valueless as far as I can tell.
I think it's a, like I said, the scientific strength of it is weak at best.
Well, okay, you're more cautious than I am. I'm a talk show host at this point, not an academic. And I understand that. This is an off-the-record question. You don't have to answer it. One of your specialties is prostate cancer. Do you have anything to tell this audience of mine what they can do to lower their risk of prostate cancer?
I think the things that are extremely important is to make sure, number one, that you get screened after the age of 45 with a blood test each year called PSA.
Right.
Lower your risk, but it catches things early. I know there's a lot of controversy about it, but these controversy has arisen from data that also is not scientifically strong.
Mm-hmm.
If a man is black or Latino or Hispanic, they're at very high risk, or if they have a family history, a dad or a brother with the disease. In terms of lowering the risk, probably some of the strongest evidence comes from what I mentioned before. People who grew up in Asia who have soy in their diet, you know, have a very, very low risk of getting prostate cancer at all in their life.
Hmm.
Soy can be gotten in, you know, soy milk, but the easiest way to get it is in these edamame beans, these green beans.
But let's say a guy listening to the show who's 40 plus, should he, I mean, in your estimation, eating soy-based products, would that lower their risk at that stage?
It's hard to know, because like I said, the people in Asia are weaned on it. So we don't know
before,
but I'll tell you, I do recommend it to all my guys, children, sons who have prostate, who've had prostate cancer. But the father.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I'm fanatic about PSA. I'm sorry. I've been looking at that number for 10 years now in my own life. It's very low. It's 1.8 or 1 or 2.0. It's always under 2. And
that's
so
good.
I consider myself very lucky. What about the relationship between zinc and prostatitis, not prostate cancer? Any opinions on zinc, the relationship between zinc and prostatitis?
Yeah, I mean, again, those are association studies. Zinc doesn't cause any harm, so,
okay.
I mean, you know, it is not going to be a problem from what we can see, but I'm not convinced that it prevents inflammation in the prostate. I think
okay, fair enough.
Inflammation in the prostate, the void activities can cause it.
I hear you.
The most frequent activity that can cause prostatitis is some kind of regular, you know, motorcycle, bike riding, jet skiing, where you do it to excess.
Interesting.
It's right there.
You know, I want to hear something funny. I've ridden the bicycle all my life, and I'm over 60, and I ride it every day. You know what? I have a split seat that was bought 30 years ago in an airline magazine for fat guys, and I'm not fat. I bought it specifically because the seat was hurting me in the center of my body. I was getting irritation. Ever since I bought that split seat, I've never had another pain. By the way, doctor, your last name is that of my in-laws or my very close relatives who are from upstate New York. I don't think you're related.
Probably not. Most of my relatives are from Lower East Side of Manhattan. But that's a great idea.
I see.
Send it to all men after they've had prostate operations.
I see.
If they ride a bike.
Yeah. Well, okay, we've been talking with Dr. D'Amico about the study that came out, which alleges that fish oil might boost prostate cancer risk. I, from the beginning, after reading the article, we went and got it out of the NCI, and I saw there were flaws in it, so I got you an expert. He concurs that the study does not prove in any way that taking fish oils might boost prostate cancer risk. And Dr. D'Amico, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us tonight on the Savage Nation.
You're very welcome, and thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. Very, very nice. Very polite. And one last note, ladies and gentlemen, mainly, well, I should say ladies and gentlemen, because all the ladies who have a gentleman in their life are worried about this. It's a terrible disease to get and to die from. If you're going to buy fish oils, for God's sakes, would you get purified fish oils? There's junk out there. There is junk being made by shyster vitamin manufacturers, just as there's polluted fish coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't eat. Polluted shrimp coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't touch. Where do you think the fish oils come from? Well, of course, they come from fish. Well, there are companies out there that charge a lot more, and they say purified fish oils. That's what you should be taking. End of story. Period. The sad part here is that the media jumped on this and picked it up. Why? They want to condemn all vitamins, all nutrients, and all supplements. There is a war against the vitamin industry. There's a war against caffeine. There's a war against virtually everything that is natural and does something good for you. While the drug peddlers, the giant pharmaceutical companies, have bought many of these cancer institutes, lock, stock, and barrel to put out false studies like this. That's one man's opinion. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get an Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Days of O traffic. We had a stall, lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It is gone. Traffic is not. Northbound 101 still slow. 280 on to the bridge. South Bay, Sunnyvale, Lawrence Expressway southbound past Oakmead. Stalled car. Second lane from the left. Richmond, eastbound 80 before Central Avenue. Have a crash. That one with injuries. It's off to the right shoulder. Traffic's a bit sluggish along the East Shore Freeway. Southbound 880 at 66th Avenue in Oakland. It's an accident. Left lane block there. I'm Dave Fowkes. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products like Real McCoy Rice Chips. Real McCoy Rice Chips, a great tasting gluten-free snack that starts with freshly cooked whole grain brown rice gently blended into each batch. This is the secret of their unforgettable flavor and crunch. Try Real McCoy Sweet and Spicy for a barbecue twist. Worcestershire and chives with a tangy steak sauce flavor, or the original sea salt with your favorite dips for summertime fun. Great for recipe bases or toppings. Local, family owned, Real McCoy. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Raley's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
La, la, la. After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
And what is your decision, sir?
After consulting with counsel, not to testify, Your Honor.
You understand that no matter what counsel says to you, it's still your decision. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and I need to know, is it your decision to not testify in this case?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's the voice of poor old George Zimmerman, says he will not testify. The defense rests. Now let's go to clip number 5 on the Savage Nation and hear the lawyer Mark O'Mara, who is trying to save him from a very severe prison sentence in clip 5.
Well, first of all, my client will never be saved because there are a percentage of the population who are angry, they're upset, and they may well take it out on him. So he'll never be saved. My hope is that the system that is better than any other in the country, and I'm sorry, in the world, is working. And I think that anybody who pays attention to the facts of this case, listens to the evidence, will not leave that courtroom thinking that George Zimmerman is guilty of anything. And if a jury agrees, they should not and cannot be frustrated with the outcome.
All right, well, that's a defense attorney's position, but I don't agree with it. Is George Zimmerman a bad guy? No. Is Trayvon Martin a bad guy, deserved to die? No. See, that's the crux of the case. They're both not bad guys, but one is dead and one is alive. And the reason one is dead is because one had a gun and one didn't. Now, why did he have a gun? If he's not a policeman, number one. He was a neighborhood watchman. He's a nice kid doing his job, but no one said to go out and shoot somebody. He made a mistake. He had a loaded gun. Let me put it to you this way. Many of you are calling and saying, look, Mike, I have a semi-automatic in my house, and I always have a chamber in the round. You're wrong. All right, you have a chamber in the round. So let's say Zimmerman had a chamber in the round. But why did he have the safety off? That's the next stage of protection against a possible discharge, right? Or gives you a chance to think about thinking before shooting. But again, Zimmerman went to the next stage, DEFCON 2. He took the safety off. He wanted, or he was ready to, shoot to kill. Why was he ready to shoot to kill? Had there been a murder in the neighborhood? No. Had there been a rape in the neighborhood? No. Was he protecting his home and his wife and his children? No. Was he in his home in his stand-your-ground position, ready to defend, and did someone break in that he shot? Again, the answer is no. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to agree with Michael Savage that Zimmerman has liability here, and he has to be found guilty of manslaughter. I'll take your calls now. Stephen in Mississippi, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. Savage, I agree with you 100%. Actually, I'm an African-American or a black conservative, and I understand exactly what the thing that's bothering me is why so many conservatives, and I heard your statement earlier, you said that many whites are on Mr. Zimmerman's side and many blacks are, and I understand that analogy, but what I'm trying to figure out is why are the conservatives are, you know, standing up for Mr. Zimmerman? And the only thing I can think of is, you know, actually, because of what President Obama said with Mr. Sharpton.
You're exactly right. What they're saying is, why should I agree with what Obama and Sharpton did to this case from the beginning? I'm going to take the other side. But that's not the right reason to take a position. I think you have to analyze it. I'll tell you, there's another more cynical reason that so many conservative talk show hosts are automatically on the side of Zimmerman, sir, and that is because they're basically demagogues and they're appeasing their base. Just as Obama appeases his base as a politician, I got to tell you, Talk show hosts are politicians as well. And many of us don't understand that by appeasing our base, we debase our base.
That's right.
So, look, Stephen, I hope you continue to listen to the show. You say you're a black man, you're a conservative, and you agree with me. Yeah, I think tell the audience why you agree with my position that Zimmerman has liability and that he committed manslaughter.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't have, just by them being out where they were, he had no right, even if, and I know people are trying to say Trayvon Martin was a dope head or whatever. That's beside the point. This guy.
That is right. Right, it's beside the point. 90% of San Francisco are potheads. So what, they deserve to get shot?
That's right. And so what I'm saying is, and, you know, I kind of think that maybe President Obama didn't ask for this, but they're sure liking it. And they wouldn't have nothing more, and I believe there's a bigger picture here, they wouldn't love nothing more than to have a ride to go off. And I'm not stating that that would be the case, but, you know, there are a lot of frustrated people, and a lot of people are emotionally tied up in this. You know, if you look at everything with the Benghazi, the IRS, and all of this stuff, if that is nothing more than...
All right, so just as we have a lot of frustrated young black kids looking to burn and loot and riot like a Rodney King job. On the other side, we have millions of frustrated white men who are ready to riot over the scandals that Obama has engaged in from Benghazi forward. We have an extremely volatile situation here.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate your call. It's nice to hear someone who can think as well as I do. Let me send you a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. I'm sure you can appreciate reading it. It is the Savage Nation. When I come back, we'll continue to talk about these topics, including the fishy fish oil study. Did it change your mind? Did my scientific expertise and the expert that I found calm your fears about taking fish oils? This is a very big story here. Prostate cancer scares men the way breast cancer scares women. And I'm out to save you from this demagoguery.
Join. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The state's position is as follows, that when one commits a non-enumerated felony of child abuse, and the child dies, the child being defined as a person under the age of 18, that constitutes and can constitute, as the cases have illustrated, felony murder in the third degree.
Fell in love one summer night.
Madness. Madness prevails everywhere. The idiot prosecution, because they were strong-armed by Obama and Holder and the illegitimate Al Sharpton and the other demagogues, went for third-degree murder, which is ludicrous. They should have gone for manslaughter because, according to the law, they could never prove third-degree murder. Can't be done. Couldn't prove second-degree murder. Couldn't do that either because they would have had to prove that Zimmerman knowingly did what he wanted to do and killed Traven. So now they fell back to child abuse, which is ludicrous. They'll never get that. The thing is this. One kid's dead. One kid's alive. The dead kid had no gun. The live kid did have a gun. Number two, this kid, Zimmerman, I know most of you are on his side because you're putting yourself in his position. But you see, he put himself in that position. I have to reiterate, he went looking for trouble. You don't understand what I'm saying to you. He was not an officer of the law who is mandated to seek out trouble before it occurs. This guy was looking for trouble. He was a neighborhood watchman. What does the word watchman mean? Watch. It doesn't mean hunt. Watchman means watch. Watch and report. Carry a taser. Carry a whatever their spray is. We had a young lady call from Philadelphia who's been doing it for 40 years in drug-infested neighborhoods in Philly. She said she's never been hurt by a drug dealer, and she's only carried pepper spray. And yet here was Zimmerman with a loaded gun. Had there been a murder in the neighborhood? Had his home been broken into? Had he shot this kid in a tussle in his house? We wouldn't even be talking about it. It wouldn't even be a close call. He would have had a right to shoot him in his own house. But this kid had not broken into his house. This kid was walking around the neighborhood. And so Zimmerman was looking for a troublemaker. Again, I say, because he was looking to prove himself to be a tough guy, and he wanted to be a policeman and whatever. You know my position on this. And therefore, I think you have to agree with me that there was a degree of liability on the part of Zimmerman, and he should be found guilty of manslaughter. Now, many of you won't accept that, because what you're saying is, no, Savage, don't you understand that by doing this you're agreeing with Obama, or you're agreeing with that despicable street rat Sharpton? No, I'm not. I could care less what Sharpton and Obama did. They're both despicable demagogues. They're race baiters from the get-go. But that does not mean that my position is invalid. And so, therefore, let's put Obama and that street rat Sharpton out of the picture, and let's focus on the case itself. Trayvon Martin was simply a kid walking around the neighborhood. He didn't even have a stolen TV in his hand, and if he did he deserve to die? No. And finally, one last point in your consideration is this. If a policeman had engaged in such a situation, let's say a cop had been called. Oh, there's a suspicious kid walking around. He's got a hood on. And whatever, we've been burglarized. Could you please come here? And the cop comes and looks around, doesn't see him, and then the kid jumps him. And they get into a fight, and the cop shot him. That cop would no longer be on duty. His weapon would have been seized. And the cop would probably would have had the book thrown at him. I can guarantee you. The cop would have had the book thrown at him. He would have been really in bad trouble. So why should it be any different for Zimmerman? That's my position. Also, in the last hour, if you just tuned in, you missed something no one else in talk radio could ever do, which is debunk the false fish oil study, which the entire gullible media has picked up like in Gullible's Travels. The media has become Gullible's Travels. Because they're all fellow travelers. Not only did they lie about Obama and ignore Obama's scandals, but they pick up industry propaganda against nutritional supplements, against caffeine, against anything natural, and try to destroy these natural products in order to peddle drugs, because they're in the service of the medical pharmaceutical industry. The medical pharmaceutical complex is more dangerous than the military-industrial complex, in my opinion. The medical pharmaceutical complex, a phrase you never heard, and I'm not Dwight D. Eisenhower, I'm Michael Savage. The medical pharmaceutical complex is more dangerous to your daily life than the military-industrial complex ever was. So those are two issues I've been talking about. I think they're very important. If you care to chime in on the fishy fish oil study, and whether my interview has allayed some of your concerns, et cetera. Or the Zimmerman case. Here's a late-breaking story, and this is good news. Key Senate Democrats favor suspending arms shipment to Egypt. Congress, amid plans to deliver F-16 fighter jets, has been debating whether to suspend major U.S. arms shipments to Egypt in wake of its military coup. Key House and Senate committees, blah, 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 blah. So suddenly now the corrupt Senator Feinstein and the corrupt Carl Levin are suddenly coming out and say, I support suspending aid until a number of things happen. That's not because he suddenly became an honest man. That's not suddenly because he was no longer a slumlord. It's because he's owned by Israel, and thank God he did the right thing for the wrong reasons. Now let's go to the calls. WABC Boris, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Boris, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Mike? I have my two cents about Zimmerman case. I wanted to tell you that Judge Zimmerman is not on the stand for carrying a gun. Neither is he charged for illegal gun possession.
That's right. He's on the stand for having killed Trayvon Martin in a tussle.
Okay, so I just want to continue. Out of all the people, you're one of the most intelligent and educated. It's not the most intelligent and educated people. You know damn good that the case is not that he had a gun. The case is, did he act in self-defense or not? And all the evidence showed that he acted in self-defense.
But here's the rub, my friend. Yeah, he acted in self-defense, but why did he have to act in self-defense? Because he put himself in that position.
You know the point of law. If I come to you in the middle of a street...
Boris, wait, please. Boris, we don't have to dislike each other to finish on this point. He, yes, was acting in self-defense, but he put himself in that danger.
And then
that, he was in that danger because he put himself there. That's the absolute crux of the entire case.
It's not. If I punch you in the face and then you slam in my head over the concrete, I pull a gun and I kill you in self-defense in the eyes of the law. You know a damn good, Mike. And the only reason you, and I think it's beneath your statue. Hello?
No, I didn't hang up, but Boris, let's turn it around. Let's say you, a guy comes and picks on you, and you get the best of him, and you start banging, you bang his head on the pavement, and he shoots you. Would you want him to get away with it?
Has nothing to do with me. It's the law.
No, but it does. You have to put yourself in the position of Trayvon Martin, not in the... Look, can you possibly project yourself into the body of Trayvon Martin as opposed to just George Zimmerman?
Mike, Martin doesn't have a scratch on his body except for on his knuckles when he was beaten.
Oh, well, okay, that's great. So he only has one little mark on his body, which is a bullet through his heart.
The only thing he has is a bullet wound. Zimmerman is beaten all over. So when they say...
you're not making any sense. These injuries to Zimmerman would be considered severe to me, but he's a healthy young man who was tough enough to be a neighborhood watch commander. He wasn't an older white guy walking around minding his business. He went out there looking for trouble.
It makes no difference. You know it, Mike. It makes no difference. At the time he was beaten up, was he thinking his life in danger or not? That's all it
matters. Boris, don't you remember there were no stitches? And the forensic pathologist said that it was just like a scratch that a Band-Aid could cure. It was not that bad.
Difference. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's not what the serious of the harm that was brought to him. It's what's in his head. Is he thinking he's going to be killed or not? That's all. And if
all right,
somebody...
So now you would like the law to suddenly revolve around what's in a man's head. So again, Boris, you're walking in New York City and somebody starts a fight with you. You get in a fight with him. And you are getting the best of him, and he pulls out a gun and shoots you in the chest because he thought you were going to kill him. Is that your idea of justice?
Kills me. It's a self-defense. I don't want to be killed. Never asked for it. But when you say that the cops cannot do that, you don't know the New York City. The cops kill somebody who is mentally who's mental case, and he was just having a water pistol. They killed him. They did nothing to those cops. So please don't start to advocate for that cause just because you want the ratings, because you go against everybody. It's beneath your statue.
Well, okay, now you're accusing me of something I'm not guilty of, but okay, I'll let you get away with it because you're angry because you lost your argument. But you think I'm doing this only for ratings? You're wrong, my friend. I think I'm doing it for the sake of judiciousness.
I believe that she's going to get killed. She has the right to self-defense. So the only thing that matters...
But what was Trayvon Martin's crime that he deserved to die? What did he do that he deserved to die?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
What was Trayvon Martin's crime that he deserved to die?
He was beating the man bloody.
Now, why was he beating the man? Why was he beating Zimmerman?
Nobody yet proved anything...
No, but you're not answering the question. Why was Trayvon Martin beating Zimmerman?
Martin was not following him, but it's irrelevant.
But look, if we're not going to have a discussion, why was Trayvon Martin beating Zimmerman?
I have no idea. I'm not Trayvon Martin.
Well, you said you know what Zimmerman thinks. You told me that you know Zimmerman feared for his life, and that was sufficient for him to kill Trayvon Martin. But I'm asking you as a fair-minded, intelligent man to ask yourself, why was Trayvon Martin in war mode and fighting the way he did and pounding Zimmerman to the ground? Why was he doing that? I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to take Trayvon Martin's side. I'm a man who's able to see both sides of every issue. Trayvon Martin was a black kid who was probably a little bit on the wrong side of the law, but many teenagers are, and they straighten their lives out if they're given a chance. And he sees this hulking white guy. He didn't know he was a watch commander. Maybe he thought he was a white supremacist out hunting black people and wanted to kill him.
But who cares, Mike?
Well, who cares? That's the whole point. How could you say who cares?
That's As I told you, Mike, if somebody come to me or I come to somebody, I hit them in the face. I hit them in the face. And then that person is going to be pounding my head over the ground, over the concrete. And I'm going to...
No, you got it backwards. What if this person comes to you and picks a fight with you and you get the best of him and you start pounding his head into the pavement? Do you deserve to die?
Probably yes. If the guy
has... Okay, totally yes. All right, you answered your own question, and that's all. Well, I hope to God it doesn't happen to you, because I don't think you'd have the same opinion with that little mark in your chest called a bullet hole. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to experience interior design excellence during the summer sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. There are furniture stores, and then there's Flagel's, where furniture quality, design, and style are blended with interior design excellence, providing you with the best shopping experience. And now, during our summer sale, Flagel's is offering exceptional savings on the world's finest furniture by such renowned makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinredon, Swaim, Althorp, and outdoor furniture by Brown Jordan, with savings of 20, 30, 40, or even 50% on your purchase. If you're in need of new furniture for your home and desire outstanding interior design service, visit Flagel's during our summer sale. As you browse our 50 display rooms, you'll be sure to find that right item or items for your home. Of course, custom orders are included. Flagel's summer sale, on now. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
Ladies and gentlemen, I realize that many of you are upset with me because you're not hearing what I'm saying to you. And you're also, I'm sorry to say, engaging in knee-jerk reactions. The very thing you accuse liberals of, you're engaging in. You're saying that the black kid was guilty for being black. Then you're saying, no, it's not because he was black, but because he was a troublemaker and on pot. Okay, really? Then you're saying it's because Zimmerman's life was in danger, and that's all he had to think in order to shoot this kid dead. Well, that may be technically true, but let's reverse it. There's only one witness here, really, and that's Zimmerman. He's living. But what if Trayvon Martin had not been shot dead, but let's say shot and lost the use of, let's say, his legs, God forbid, or something to that effect, but he could testify? If I were the prosecutor, I would put Trayvon Martin on the stand and I'd say, Mr. Martin, tell us what was in your mind when you were walking on that street on that afternoon. Trayvon Martin would say, I was walking down the street and I saw a husky white guy, I must tell you, looking at me. He was clocking me. He was stalking me. And I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he wanted. So I eluded him for a while. The next thing I know, I see him pick up a cell phone and make a call. I didn't know who he was calling, sir. I thought maybe he was calling some other white guys to come and join him so they could beat the hell out of me or worse. And so what did you do, Mr. Martin? Well, I'm not a punk. I didn't run away. So I got behind him and punched him in the head and knocked him to the ground to make sure he couldn't hurt me. Thank you, Mr. Martin. You were scared. Is that why you were beating on Mr. Zimmerman? Yes, sir. That's why. Because I ain't no punk and I ain't going to run away. So let me rest my case right now, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. Try to understand that this is a story that you're only hearing one side of. Yes, it's despicable that we have such a president, if you even want to call him that. He certainly never has acted presidential. He's acted like the community activist troublemaker that he's been from day one. Yes, it's terrible that he consorts with the likes of a man engaged in the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire, Al Sharpton, who egged people on to get that Jew, get that Jew. That's your old Al Sharpton, rewarded by General Electric to keep him off the streets. It's safer to pay him $1 million or $2 million a year than to have him rioting outside GE's headquarters, demanding that GE pay their fair share of taxes. That's why he's on television, in my estimation. And so here we have me. You think I automatically have to join the chorus here and say, oh, Zimmerman's an innocent baby. He was only doing his job, and that Trayvon's an evil man. I can't do that. I don't see it that way. This has nothing to do with ratings, any more than my taking on the fish oil study. What are you going to say? I took on the fish oil study because I wanted ratings? I took on the fish oil allegations of them causing prostate cancer because I read the study and it was BS in plain English. I analyzed it. I used my analytical brain, and the fish oil study of prostate cancer is total BS, and the media ate it up lock, stock, and barrel. That's one man's opinion. I had an expert on who confirmed my opinion. He has an MD and a PhD, and he's an expert in prostate cancer. And you learned something from me, didn't you? So since you understand that I try to analyze things with my laser beam mind, with my 5-million-year-old brain, this is what I'm doing in the Zimmerman case. I am being Abraham for you tonight. I am trying to think the way Abraham would. You understand that? Not a rabble-rouser in the marketplace.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Federal officials say the pilot flying the Asiana Airlines plane that crashed in San Francisco told investigators the light he saw during his final approach did not affect his vision. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot said he was still able to see the flight control instruments after the flash. The jury could get the case in the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman tomorrow. In closing arguments, the prosecution said Zimmerman profiled Trayvon Martin as a criminal and lied about the fatal shooting. Taking a look at the roadways, San Mateo Bridge eastbound and the high-rise had a crash. All lanes now open, but traffic is backed up to Highway 101. Northbound 680 before Monument Boulevard and Walnut Creek, Pleasant Hill. Actually, we've got a crash there. It's off to the right shoulder. South Bay, southbound 101, Lawrence Expressway, getting reports of an accident. Still sluggish from there down to 87. I'm Dave Fowler, Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation, plus for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, so we're talking about the Zimmerman-Martin case. Remember, there's another person involved in the Zimmerman case. That's the dead kid named Martin. And you have to see that. And, you know, if you read the Bible, I know many of you don't want to hear this. You know what the whole Bible's about? It's about the attempt to be judicious in decision-making, whether it be the loss of a mule, the loss of a donkey, whatever. You read the case, it's very interesting. It's where our common law came from. It actually derived from biblical, go to Leviticus. I'm not going to bore you with it. I remember reading once, whether it's in these cases, if a man borrows another man's mule, and while borrowing the other man's mule, the mule breaks a leg and falls down a ravine and dies, what is the man's obligations? And then the decision is made, well, he owes him a mule. You could say, well, no, he didn't mean to have the mule fall down a ravine and break his leg, therefore he's innocent. So this is the Bible says, you borrowed the mule, and the mule fell, broke a leg and fell down a ravine and died. So you owe the man who you borrowed the mule from a mule, right? No, I don't owe him a mule, Your Honor. My name is Moishe, and I don't owe him a mule. Why? Because I didn't mean to have him break a leg. I had no desire to have him break a leg. I love that mule. I love my friend. I didn't want the mule to break a leg and fall down the ravine. So in the days of the Bible, okay, it doesn't matter whether you meant to. That's what happened. Dead is dead. You owe him a mule. So how is this case any different? You look through the Bible. I know there are many religious people who listen to this show, and many religious Jewish people used to listen. I don't know if they do since my circumcision decision came down. Probably lost a good percentage of my audience, but okay. Did I do that for ratings? No, I did that because I thought that what I was saying was rational. You hear? And if his offering be of the flock, whether of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt offering, he shall offer it a male without blemish. And they go in and out. I like Leviticus in particular because it's very analytical and very legalistic. It's an analytical thing. Leviticus in the Bible, in the five books of Moses, is extremely legalistic, you know, where they analyze things and they try to be rational. It was one of the first examples of using reason in coming to a decision. And so in this case of the George Zimmerman trial, I ask you to use reason and please try to put yourself out of it emotionally. And again, try to put yourself into the other side, the dead kid, Trayvon Martin. What did he think? What was he thinking? Well, we don't know he's dead. But if he had been shot and paralyzed and came to that trial, he'd say, I thought this cracker was out to kill me. I didn't know who he was. He looked husky. He looked angry. He looked mean. And he had a bulge in his pants. I thought that he was had a gun. The next thing I know, he's on a phone. I thought he was calling a friend or friends to beat me up. And I was in a white neighborhood. I didn't know what to do. So I'm no punk. I didn't run away. I did what I learned to do from my daddy. I learned to be a man. I learned to defend myself. And so I went up behind him, and I cracked him in the head and got him on the ground and started to pound, ground and pound him. I didn't want to kill him, Your Honor. I just wanted to get him off me. And the next thing I know is he pulls a gun out and shoots me. Now, you realize that if Trayvon Martin were alive and could testify that that's what he would say, and then what would you be saying? Would you say, well, wait a minute, all Zimmerman had to do was fear for his life. Well, didn't Trayvon Martin fear for his life? Wasn't he frightened? Wasn't he frightened? He didn't just jump Mr. Zimmerman for no reason. He thought this guy was out to kill him. So do you understand what I'm saying to you? Let's see what you have to say. Chris on WABC in New York. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, you are 100% right. And I said the same thing today when they agreed to include manslaughter. It's pretty simple to me. And I have a hard time understanding these other folks. I respect their opinion, but I disagree, who think that Trayvon is, or Zimmerman's not guilty. Zimmerman followed this kid in his car. He followed him on foot. There came a point where they came together. We don't know if Zimmerman took the first punch. He was practicing MMA for 18 months. I think Zimmerman had the gun out when he was following. That's what I think. Trayvon Martin came out on the side of the building. This guy was following him, and he says, what's your problem, man? You're following me. They come together. I don't believe Zimmerman. There are too many holes in his testimony.
Oh, you mean we don't even know if Zimmerman had already had the gun out of his waistband?
Yeah, he could have had the gun out. We don't know that.
Yeah. Now, how would you identify politically, liberal or conservative?
I'm socially liberal, but I agree with a lot of the things you say, too, about the budget and the military-industrial complex. So, but I'm a white guy. I'm a liberal. I'm coming at this like you are, being a real human being and saying this, it doesn't make sense, therefore it's not true. He's not telling the truth. He's filling in the blanks.
Do you believe that President Obama should have stuck his nose into this case from day one?
Absolutely not. No, and I think that the media is culpable. I think it's horrible what they do. And to me, I know you don't like pats on the back, but to me, I love your show because you're the one guy in media who I go, oh, my God, this guy is telling it like how I feel. You're not doing it for ratings. So that's I love.
Well, let me ask you this again, Chris. Did you hear my fish oil debunking?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, we'll go into it. But thank you for the compliments. Okay, that's very good. I mean, there's more that I could add to it. How is it that I, amongst the so-called conservative talk show hosts, and I consider myself an independent conservative, by the way, not a Republican conservative. I've never been a registered Republican, so far as I know. How is it that I could take this position from the point of view of I think, clear analysis? How is it possible? You know what I'm thinking? It's probably because of my years of teaching in inner-city schools when I was younger. I began as a social worker on New York's Upper West Side. I worked with largely minority people, mainly Hispanics, by the way, not black people. When I was a young teacher, it was mainly black kids in classrooms, and I had to learn to get along with a different culture than I grew up in. They learned to respect me and like me as a teacher. I had my ways of doing it. I never threatened because there was no way to threaten these kids into submission. You had to reason with them, and it was only through reasoning that they got to listen to me at all. I've told you the story. I won't waste your time because I know you want me to talk about the Zimmerman kid. I was a young teacher in an all-black school. I was one of the only white people in the whole school. There was two other white teachers. It was in South Jamaica. And I was a science teacher, a newly minted science teacher, right? Come in the classroom. You know, I was, God, just a little kid in the classroom with all these guys and girls. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach you about science, blah, blah, blah. Turn the blackboard. They start screaming, yelling, acting up, being, you know, the goofballs that they are. So I said, look, here's the story, guys. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm being paid to teach you science, which can help you in your life. If you don't want to hear it, I can't force you to listen. So here's what I'm going to do. See the New York Times here? I'm going to sit down every time you act up, and I'm going to read the newspaper. If you cause any trouble, I'm going to read the paper, and I'm not going to teach. I'll collect the same check at the end of the week that I get whether you listen or not. Silence. I go back, turn to the blackboard, the same thing. Ruckus, noise, this, that. I sit down. I say, okay, I'm going to read the paper. I did this two or three times till the girls in the classroom, who were pretty big and pretty tough, started to smack the boys around. And they put them in their place. And they said, now you listen to Mr. Savage. He's got something to tell us. Now you shut up. And those girls control that classroom. And guess what? Some of the kids learned something. I didn't have guns in those days. They had God in the whiskey bottle. Some of these kids came from such ratty houses and dysfunctional homes. The kids were dropping whiskey bottles out of their pockets. I'm talking the seventh grade. Would you believe that? What's the point of the story? I don't know. You figure out what the point of the story is. Years later, I found myself on obscure islands in the South Pacific with Melanesian people who were all black, African black, Melanesians in villages where I was the only white guy. Although I did not speak the dialect of Fijian that I had to speak in order to speak to them, they communicated with me. I communicated with them. I drank Kava Kava before you even heard of it. I drank it in 1968, 1969, sitting on straw mats. Why did I drink it? I drank it because I had to drink it in order to get to know the people that trust me, in order to share with me the information on herbal medicine. Why am I telling you this story? because you may not know these aspects of my background. And this does have something to do with my ability to empathize with people who are not like me. So what's the commonality? The commonality is reason, number one, and humanity, number two. And if we all can keep our heads when all those around us are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you will be a man, my son, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-237-4183 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-237-4183. 800-237-4183.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is here, and that means hot weather, lots of sun, lots of time in the pool, and all of those things are bad for your hair. The chlorine makes it dry and brittle. The sun makes it break. All of these things can be reversed by Ovation Cell Therapy. Last summer, my hair was a disaster. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like if I ran my fingers through it, I was going to get a handful, and I did. And then I found Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was already noticing my hair becoming longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. And you can feel the same, too. Just go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. And girls, this is not just for you. It's for the guys as well. Again, just go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free.
Lonely me.
Oh, lonesome me.
Lonesome me. I'm all alone. A man alone. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It's the way I want it. I'd rather be a man alone who can still think clearly than a man, a part of the herd, who loses his ability to be clear in mind. It's that simple. So the tradition that I was referring to, the biblical tradition, the Abraham tradition of reason, is what I'm trying to introduce into this Zimmerman case, which is all emotional right now. If you, I'm not going to bore you with reading Leviticus because some of it is objectionable, some of it isn't, but it's the ability to analyze. And in one of them, I'm trying to analyze whether a man is a leper. And you say, what does that have to do with Zimmerman? Just listen to me for a minute. I'm trying to bring you into a new world here. I'm trying to bring your mind into a new level of thinking. So in the ancient days of the Bible, where they're in an encampment, and then a man appears and he has a scab on his body. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising or a scab or a bright spot, and they don't know whether it's leprosy, there's a whole analysis where Leviticus in the Bible explains how to find out whether it's leprous or not. And they don't throw the man out just because they think it's leprosy. They're very careful in analyzing before throwing him out. And when the flesh hath and the skin thereof a boil, and it is healed, and in the place of the boil there is a white rising or bright spot, reddish white, then it shall be shown to the priest. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the appearance thereof be lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. It is broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and it be not lower than the skin, but be dimmed, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. So look at the tradition that I come from. You don't just say to someone they're guilty or they're innocent because you want to. You don't throw a man out of an encampment into the desert because he has a boil on his skin. You find out if he has leprosy, which threatens the entire tribe, before you throw him out, turn him into a leper, walking around with a bell on his neck. And so, ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you. This has a direct relevance to the Zimmerman case. Don't rush to judgment. Try to use analytics. Try to think about it. Many of you say, I have thought about it. And Savage, you're not thinking about it. And Zimmerman had a right to defend himself. Well, I would argue that Trayvon Martin had a right to defend himself. One is dead and one is alive. One had a gun and one didn't. They both didn't have guns. If Trayvon Martin had been found with a gun in his pocket that was loaded, case closed, Zimmerman's off scot-free. But he didn't have a gun. So reverse it now. Trayvon Martin feared that this guy had a gun, maybe even had it out, like someone just said. And therefore, he jumped on Zimmerman. He don't know who the hell Zimmerman is. Zimmerman didn't have a uniform and a badge that he jumped on a cop. There's some husky white guy walking around. He didn't know who he was. Maybe he was a gangbanger. Maybe he was a white supremacist out to get him. So, look, you can accuse me of anything you want, and you can interpret this any way you want. I'm not the jury. I'm not the judge. I'm not the hangman, and neither are you. The jury's going to decide. in my opinion, in one man's opinion, and this is only a talk show, and I'd like to believe that you can permit me my opinions, especially when I arrive at them through some kind of reasoning, I believe that George Zimmerman is guilty of manslaughter. Now, here's the problem for the prosecution, and I know it. The idiot prosecution didn't bring a manslaughter charge against him initially. They brought, I believe, second-degree murder. And that's why they're in trouble, because there's a very strict set of laws required to convict Zimmerman of second-degree murder, and they haven't proven that. That is the problem. So even if Zimmerman is found innocent, this case will be appealed by the prosecution, and they'll recharge it as a manslaughter case. And they will get a manslaughter conviction. That's what's going to happen. So my guess is because they have not proven murder, because they can't prove it, because there was no premeditation, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't prove second-degree murder. They made a mistake. They should have they overcharged because of Obama, because of the race issues. So they're going to lose on that ground. So everyone's saying, oh, great, now Zimmerman is free. I'm glad. Well, don't be so glad. It may come to haunt you, because tomorrow it could be a black kid in a fight with you who has a gun and you don't. And he could shoot you and say, I feared for my life in Florida. You want me to get down and dirty with you? Okay, let's really get down and dirty. You're in Florida now with the law pretty clear on this issue of stand your ground. And the kid says, well, I don't know. I had a gun and I was afraid that this white guy was gonna kill me. And so I shot him. It was my fear that he was going to kill me because my grandfather was beaten up by white guys. So in my mind, I had every right to shoot him, Your Honor. Is that what you want? You don't understand how the boomerang effect of this case. So don't think of it only from your point of view. Think of it from both points of view. I realize that many of you are disappointed because I haven't joined the herd mentality of Zimmerman. Good. Trayvon Martin, bad. No, I'm sorry. It's not the way it works in my talk show. What do I have at stake in this? Do I know Zimmerman? No. Do I know Trayvon? No. Am I going to be rewarded by the Congressional Black Caucus with a gold medal? No, I don't think so. Will I be invited on Fox News or any of the other stations? Never. No, I'm castigated. I'm the odd man out. I'm the guy on the outside looking in. This is one man's opinion. I'm banned in England. I hope I'm not banned in your own mind. I was banned for things I didn't even say. And even if I said some of those things, I shouldn't have been banned from England. They permit vile Islamists in who call for the death of the Queen, the overthrow of England. They let them in. But, oh, Michael Savage, he's such a danger. The show isn't even heard in England. Can you imagine that? And not one talk show host came to my defense. All of these frauds who are now on the side of Zimmerman, every last one of them had the chance to defend me, and they didn't. The people who pretend to be such great, honest men, who tell you every day how much they love judiciousness and freedom and the Constitution and America, not one of them came to my defense. In fact, one of the most vile of them said I deserved it, a man who wraps himself in the flag on a daily basis. I will never forget that as long as I live. And I will have my day in court, I can guarantee you. But today, I want you to understand that one man needs his day in court. And you know who that is? It's not Zimmerman, it's Trayvon Martin. I want you to understand that Trayvon Martin needs to have his day in court. And I don't think he's had his day in court because the prosecutor bungled the case. So what I think is liable to happen is that because of the instructions to the jury on the second-degree murder charge, which has a very, very strict set of rules to find him guilty, he is going to be found innocent of that charge. And there's going to be hell to pay in this country, but he'll be found innocent. The state will then immediately refile the case as a manslaughter case, which they should have done from day one. They should get some other prosecutor involved, not this doofus. And then Zimmerman will go through this all over again, and he'll be found guilty of manslaughter, and he'll serve 3 to 5 out of state, because he will never survive in a prison in Florida. In fact, I don't even know where he could serve that and come out of it alive. I have no idea where. Maybe in Siberia. Maybe if he went to a Russian prison, he might have a chance. That's one man's opinion on the Savage Nation. Let's just play some music. There's another big hour, by the way, across America in most markets. with different subjects and all sorts of news, views, and reviews, including this topic, if you missed it. If you missed the fish oil discussion I had, don't stop taking your fish oils. The study was flawed. It was put out by an industry spokesman who was disguising himself as a scientist, in my opinion.
Joy. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here is hour number three of The Savage Nation for Thursday, July 11th, 2013, TGIT. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture, to see the stories I found to be interesting. Everyone in the media is reporting on the dangers of fish oils. It's BS. It just shows you the level of ignorance in the media that an assistant professor looking for some publicity, working for the drug companies, in my opinion, comes out with a study that is not really a study. It's an opinion. And every article, new U.S. News, ABC News, Medical News, Democratic News, Las Vegas, prostate cancer linked to healthy fish oils, bull S. My headline is Dangers of Fish Oils and Prostate Cancer Based on Flawed Science, says Dr. Michael Savage. And on today's radio program, I think I've demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt with an expert, there's no evidence of cause and effect. So don't throw away your fish oils. Too much of the science today that you're seeing is not science at all. It's public relations. It's put out by the drug companies to drive you away from vitamins, nutrients, and supplements. When have you last seen a negative article in the news about a drug? Answer. Almost never. The drug companies and the media are one and the same, interlocking corporate directorships. There is a war against vitamins being led by the Democrats. Topic number two, the Zimmerman trial. We're talking about that today. They try to get a child abuse charge against poor old Zimmerman. I'm still on record saying he deserves a manslaughter conviction. And the reason I said that, I'll say it again. He was out there with a loaded gun, cocked. The gun had a round in the chambers and the hammer was back, or else he could not have fired it during the tussle. Therefore, he has a certain high degree of liability. He had no right looking for this kid. This does not make Trayvon Martin an innocent angel, but he didn't deserve to die. And it doesn't make Zimmerman a devil. It happened. And you know what? That's manslaughter. And I'll say something else to you. If a cop had been involved in the same exact situation and had shot a 17-year-old kid, that cop would be out of work today, and that cop would probably be facing jail time. So don't tell me Zimmerman is 100% innocent here. On the other hand, Trayvon Martin was not 100% innocent either, but he's dead. Yeah, well, there's an awful lot of other news. Let's go to the bottom of michaelsavage.com. What else do we have here? Well, there's a picture of my new XKE. Banned in Britain headquarters, the outrage continues. And all the news of the day, my God, does it get any better than this? Well, it's nasty news. Was the judge pressured by the Obama administration? The Zimmerman prosecutor invoked the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech. CNN changed the category of Zimmerman to a white Hispanic, almost never seen before. Words like crackers, teenage mammy were used during the trial. The prosecutor's asking for a manslaughter charge. All the while, this is what's going on. Solyndra, remember that? The missing $500 million and the cronies of Obama with their fake solar company? Criminal charges against them, unlikely. Meanwhile, the so-called Republican Eric Cantor is drafting an immigration bill that's very much like the DREAM Act. It's Democrat light. Meanwhile, Moscow to Cuba plane detour sparks speculation that the NSA sleeper Snowden may be on board. There's an awful lot of stuff. Dominicans rage against Obama's gay ambassador pick. It gets crazier by the day under the Obama administration. And you know what? The Indiana school district knows they're crazy. They lost $300,000 because the students refused to buy First Lady's healthy meals. They're not stupid. She won't eat it herself. 855-407-2822. So there's two topics. The fishy fish oil study and the fishy Zimmerman trial. I, again, will hold a position that had Zimmerman not loaded around in the chamber, had Zimmerman not had that gun ready to fire, no one would have died. Because during that struggle, when Zimmerman claims Trayvon Martin reached for Zimmerman's gun in his waistband, the best thing that could have happened would have been for Trayvon Martin to have grabbed Zimmerman's gun, because at that moment he would have tried to cock it back. He would have pulled the trigger. Nothing would have happened, right? It just shows you what a loaded gun can do. So then what would have a Trayvon Martin had to do? He would have had to take both hands and put them on this semi-automatic weapon and pull back on the gun to load around, at which point this husky young man named Zimmerman could have easily wrestled his way out from under Trayvon Martin or punched him in the mouth or knocked the gun out of his hand, and the rest would be history. So therefore, I say, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at this objectively and rationally, you have to conclude, as I did, that the word is liability. There's great liability on the part of Zimmerman here. And that's why I say you have to find a manslaughter charge is appropriate. I think you shouldn't overly identify with Zimmerman. I think many of my listeners are overly identifying with Zimmerman, and I think many people who are in Zimmerman's camp are simply defending him because he's a white man. Just as many people who are saying he deserves, you know, murder one or murder two are condemning him because they're not white, and so they make it a racial issue. But you see, the law is very clear. They brought up third-degree murder based on child abuse, which is ludicrous, okay? The state charged him with second-degree murder, which is very interesting because they couldn't prove that. They shouldn't have. They should have initially charged him with manslaughter. That really was what's at stake here, and that's where the mistake was made. They overcharged him. He is guilty of manslaughter, and again, I have to say why. Please try to listen to me. Listen carefully. Trayvon Martin was simply a 17-year-old kid. The most he was ever accused of was burglary and smoking pot. Oh, boy, that really is a murder. That really deserves murder. No. Now, who put himself in the position of getting into the fight? Was it Trayvon Martin or Zimmerman? It was Zimmerman. Zimmerman went out there looking for this kid because he was a neighborhood watchman. Say, all right, he was doing his job. Wait, but his job didn't require him to kill him. His job required him to point him out to the police, who were on the way, by the way. The 911 operator's on record saying, don't follow him. You don't have to do that. Basically, get back in the car. Now, the story picks up from there. He claims that Trayvon blindsided him from behind. I don't know if that's been proven one way or the other. Nevertheless, I have to repeat again. Do you understand what the precedents will be in this case one way or the other? Do you realize that if Zimmerman gets off scot-free, somebody can shoot you, someone could come up and pick a fight with you? Let's turn it around. If Zimmerman gets off scot-free, I'm going to reverse the whole thing on you. If Zimmerman gets off scot-free and some jerk comes out and picks a fight with you and you don't have a gun and he does, and then you're stronger than him and you get the best of him and knock him to the ground to save you, you're behind, and you start smashing his head into the pavement because you're afraid he's going to kill you, and he pulls a gun out and shoots you, would you like him to get off scot-free? You'd say, no, he picked the fight. I allege that Zimmerman picked this fight. What did Trayvon Martin do? He didn't even have a TV set in his hand. And if he did have a TV set in his hand, did he deserve to die? Of course not. So I think you have to pull yourself back from the emotionality of this case and understand that there's a lot more at stake than meets the eye, which is very interesting. And therefore, we're going to continue to talk about it tomorrow. We hear the defense's final position. 855-407-2822. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is here, and that means hot weather, lots of sun, lots of time in the pool, and all of those things are bad for your hair. The chlorine makes it dry and brittle. The sun makes it break. All of these things can be reversed by Ovation Cell Therapy. Last summer, my hair was a disaster. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like if I ran my fingers through it, I was going to get a handful, and I did. And then I found Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was already noticing my hair becoming longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. And you can feel the same, too. Just go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. And girls, this is not just for you. It's for the guys as well. Again, just go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer.
This weekend only, hurry into Golfsmith for the tent sale and sidewalk sale events. Save big with up to 60% off clubs, shoes, apparel, and accessories. This Thursday through Sunday, get the best deals of the season on the best brands in golf, like Nike, Titleist, Adams, Cleveland, and Bushnell. Save more and get more of the gear you want at Golfsmith's tent sale in San Jose, or experience the sidewalk sale savings at all of the other Golfsmith stores in the Bay Area.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York City to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of the featured gourmet products. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School and Chef Ryan Scott. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. These fine gourmet products can be found at Knob Hill, Raley's, and Bel Air Markets. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be California resident and minimum 21 years of age. Learn to cash in on the most lucrative real estate market in history. Real Wealth Network is the Bay Area's largest real estate investment club with thousands of members since 2003. Their next event is July 13th in San Mateo, with topics ranging from lease options, trusts, best places to buy rental property, and panel discussions from local investors. No high-pressure sales, no boot camps, just real-world information, and it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
So we're talking about the Fishy Zimmerman case and the Fishy fish oil study. Let's start in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an angry caller who's calling me a name. Bob, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage. Because you have an automatic pistol and the round is in the chamber, doesn't mean you want to kill somebody. A revolver has a round in the chamber, too.
That's right, but he wasn't carrying a revolver, was he?
He was in a neighborhood that had a lot of problems.
Was he looking for a murderer?
I don't think he was looking to murder anybody.
No, was he looking for a murderer?
A murderer?
I just asked you a question. Was Zimmerman looking for a murderer?
No, he wasn't.
No. Was Zimmerman told by the 911 operator to not pursue him?
Yep.
He was told not to pursue him, but he didn't listen to them. Right. He wanted to be a big man. He wanted to be John Wayne.
He was his only mistake was he followed the guy.
But my friend, that's a big mistake because the kid's dead.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Let's take Zimmerman out of the picture. Does a petty burglar who smoked marijuana deserve to have been shot dead?
No.
Well, thank you for the call. 855-407-2822. All right, I'll move on. You want hard politics, I'll give you politics. That's all. U.S. sends four more F-16s to Egypt despite Cairo tumult. Can you believe this? Why is Obama sending F-16s and tanks to Egypt at this time? Answer, because either he's a moron, he's corrupt, or he's an Islamist. Choose from A, B, C, or all of the above. Who was the new head of Egypt? Do any of you know the answer to that? Mohammed al-Baradi. You say, who cares about it? You know what? I think I'll give you a little primer on who the new head of Egypt is, because I actually covered it in Trickle Down Tyranny, now available in paperback. Yes, you can go buy the book and do yourself a favor. Do you know that al-Baradi was handpicked to run Egypt after the Muslim Brotherhood was thrown out, right? And you say, that's a good thing. Wow, that's great. They got rid of all those. See, I haven't covered this yet, but you're going to get a shocker now. Gee, that's great. They got rid of those real extremists in the Muslim Brotherhood. I feel much better because the new head of Egypt is a moderate. Is he? You remember the name Mohammed al-Baradi? Well, go to pages 157 to 159 in Trickle Down Tyranny and reread what I wrote for you about that. Because it turns out that al-Baradi is a puppet of George Soros. Now, what does that have to do with what's going to happen next? Would you like me to give you a little hint? I'll give you a little hint. Here's my little hint. Many of you assume that the Muslim Brotherhood, as run by Mr. Morsi, was an extremist organization. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is an extremist organization. By any account, any fair-minded person would know that they're very extreme and very anti-Western, anti-Semitic, etc., very anti-woman, anti-homosexual. But we don't know who Morsi was, do we? I believe Morsi, it turns out, was extremely, extremely friendly toward the United States of America, despite what he was saying to placate the radicals within the Muslim Brotherhood. I think that Morsi was playing ball with the Obama administration. And I believe that the reason Obama has said we're not going to recognize the new group in Egypt is because a couple of reasons. If he calls it a coup, by law, he has to stop sending the F-16s and the tanks. That's number one. So given that he's a lawyer who always parses the truth, he will not call a coup. So he says, no, it wasn't a coup. Well, it was a coup. So then who is al-Baradi? He's actually more radical than Morsi. See, this is something people don't know yet. It's very hard to understand what goes on in the Middle East, never mind in the Arab world, especially now. Most of us are not experts on it. I don't consider myself an expert, but I consider myself a fairly good analyst. And my analysis tells me that Morsi was the devil we know, and al-Baradi is the devil we don't know. And I also think that the reason the U.S. under Obama is freaked out over the al-Baradi appointment, meaning the rise of the so-called overthrow of Morsi, is because you're going to see more extremism now than you did before under Morsi. That is similar to the fact that Yasser Arafat, although, going back now in time, although he was extremely murderous and very dangerous, I believe at a certain point he was working with the United States government. I have no reason to know that for a fact. I'm simply speaking from the point of view of an analyst. Let's say I work for an intelligence agency and I'm sitting in a room with you guys. I would say it's a likely possibility that although he was extreme, he kept some of the more extreme elements under control. Okay? He was a charismatic leader. And I'll tell you the same thing. It was the same with Gaddafi. Again, although he was an extremist, he was not as extreme as it could have been, as you're about to see in Libya. And so forth and so on. And so I think, therefore, you're going to be quite horribly shocked to find out that although you're now celebrating the overthrow, so-called, of Morsi, and the so-called Muslim Brotherhood, you're going to soon wake up to find out that it has now morphed into something much more deadly and virulent under the new head of Egypt named al-Baradei. And I don't want to spell out the details for you, but you can find it in Trickle Down Tyranny in on pages 157 and through 159. Let me read you just a few pieces here. Remember, he's the man who was the nuclear inspector, al-Baradei. You may want to know who that was. He was the nuclear inspector for Iran, right? That's who you remember him. al-Baradei is the guy who led the inspection of Iran's nuclear program when he was the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. You may remember some of that, right? And yet he called for everyone to take a time out regarding the Iranian nuclear issue. In other words, he was an apologist for Iran's development of nuclear weapons. And he tried to go slow on looking into Iran. Okay? But who else? What else do we know about him? Let me read you what I wrote. al-Baradei's pro-Islamist, anti-Israel agenda has made him a perfect mouthpiece for George Soros and the spread of the Soros doctrine in the Middle East. In fact, he's on the board of Soros' International Crisis Group, and he was handpicked by Soros to be his representative in Egypt. On January 18, 2011, before the uprising in Egypt had begun, al-Baradei, in what was a veiled call to action for Islamists, warned that, quote, a Tunisia-style explosion could occur in Egypt. Obama wasn't standing idly by while all this was happening. Would you like to hear a little bit more? Because there's a lot more. After Mubarak was thrown out of office, al-Baradei emerged as a key figure in a shadow parliament that formed in Egypt. Shall I read on? The list of people on the board of directors of the ICG, along with al-Baradei, reads like a who's who of international anti-American, anti-Israel zealots. It includes Javier Solana, one of the most powerful figures in the European Union. Footnote, he also was the man who destroyed Serbia. Because of his Marxist sympathies and his support for the regime of Cuba's Fidel Castro, Solana was at one time on the United States subversives list. He was a good friend of Bill Clinton, by the way. Former Clinton administration National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who once smuggled incriminating documents out of the National Archives by hiding them in his clothing, is another board member. You hearing this? As is General Wesley Clark, once fired from his NATO command position. Do you think that the people's uprising in the Middle East were being staged by Arabs seeking truly democratic governments? Do you think that the people of Tunisia and Egypt share the same belief in the effectiveness of nonviolent protest that the wide-eyed innocents in the Obama administrations hold? Let me set you straight. And I'll pause right there. It's all in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, a book way ahead of its time. A prophet in his own time, and so forth and so on. Read the quote. This is one of the most prophetic books written in our time. And I highly recommend that you reread it if you own it. Or go to a bookstore and just look at pages 156 through 157. And you'll find out why Michael Savage was right then, is right now, and is right here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The six-woman jury that will decide George Zimmerman's fate could begin deliberations as early as Friday. The prosecution charged in closing arguments Thursday that Trayvon Martin was shot dead because of Zimmerman's bad assumptions. Both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's Index have closed at record high levels, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is getting some of the credit. He said yesterday that the Fed is in no rush to end its economic stimulus. Stocks that benefit most from a continuation of low interest rates, such as home builders, had today's biggest gains. Well, taking a look at the roadways, better news, San Mateo Bridge, that accident all cleared, traffic recovering in the eastbound direction. Northbound 101 connector to westbound 80 in San Francisco, looks like we've got a stall in the right lane being pushed off the freeway at the moment. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You know, we've mentioned over and over again on this show, The Savage Nation, how the president is losing popularity, not just here in the U.S., but around the world as well, because people are seeing through the media creation, and they're seeing the king has no clothes and the king is just a naked opportunist. Joining us now on the Savage Nation from the UK Telegraph, where the news on our president is a lot less filtered, is Tim Stanley. Tim, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
It's good to be with you.
In a recent post in the Telegraph, you say that Obama's second term is not the second coming, and it's become a mix of inaction and injustice. Explain.
Well, inaction in the sense that I don't think he's going to get very much done. The big news, which I was sort of pulling apart there, was the fact that the Obamacare employer mandate had been delayed by a year, a significant and I think very possibly quite clever political move to try and push the costs of it back beyond the midterm elections. But I think it goes to the heart of Obama as a one-term president who happens to be serving two terms. I don't think we're going to see very much done, which means that you have a great deal of rhetorical promise, a lot of rhetorical promise in 08 throughout his first 4 years in the 2012 re-election campaign, but very little actual delivery in the second term. And we tend to focus on how that angers conservatives, rightly so, because they're largely right, but it also angers liberals, because there's a lot of stuff that Barack Obama promised people all those years ago that he really hasn't delivered on, whether it be shutting down Guantanamo, whether it be protecting people's civil liberties, or whether now it be Obamacare and his failure to introduce that at the speed he promised to do, something that seemed to be such a big issue, if not the big issue of its time, is now being kicked back by a year. And I think that's very telling about Barack Obama and where his presidency is at.
Well, what is his biggest failure?
I think the most important failure for Obama is, ironically, health care. Now, ironically, because if there's one thing that comes out of the Obama presidency, it is Obamacare. So it's the one thing you might associate with him and think that it got done. But actually, if you look at the nature of the form and what it means, it angers everybody and it hurts everybody. It's not what he promised to liberals. It lacks the public option. It compels people to buy a product without that element of government competition. So it kind of betrays the Kennedy dream of what they wanted on healthcare. And angers conservatives because it forces people to buy a product, which is a very unconservative, unconstitutional, frankly, thing to do. But also, of course, it hurts the consumer. And I think people are going to realize it's going to hurt them in the course of the next year. Because he's delayed the employer mandate, a lot of people are going to be compelled to buy the healthcare because they are compelled to do it. So they're going to suddenly realize what the extra cost of that means to them. So, and in the long run, it can also, when the employer mandate does kick in, it could end up being a jobs killer. So it could slow the recovery. All in all, something about Barack Obama, there's something in him for everyone to dislike. It's not just a right-wing thing, it's a left-wing thing too. And I think Obamacare is actually ironically going to emerge as the one thing that people really regret and resent about Barack Obama's time in office.
Well, what do you think this says about Obama?
I think what this says about Obama is that it's all about Obama. It always has been. In many ways, this is what we should always have expected. This is a guy who comes out of nowhere with very little experience in office, with very few roots in the National Democratic Party. He rides the anti-war bandwagon in order to win the primaries. When he gets into office, he allows himself to be led by the Democrats in Congress to push for health care. He shows a great lack of leadership. He doesn't have to show any leadership because what he's really interested in is going around the country giving speeches. He's really interested in the Obama story and pushing the Obama story. And in terms of legislative accomplishments, I think that we're going to look back on this period and see it actually as a dearth of achievement in both domestic and foreign policy. All we're going to remember is that America got its, hopefully, first African-American president. That's what he's going to be in the history books about. And frankly, all he really cares about is being in the history books. So I think Obama's going to be very happy at the end of these 8 years, but I think the rest of the country is not going to be.
Isn't it fair to say that Obama's building his legacy on the backs of working-class Americans?
Absolutely. That's precisely what Obama is doing. I mean, if you take Obamacare, first of all, the employer mandate aspect of it is a guaranteed jobs killer. It says that all businesses with over 50 workers have to provide health insurance to their staff or face fines of up to $3,000. So that means either that those companies are going to be stiffed by that extra bill, they're going to pay it, and that's going to hurt their profits, or it's going to mean that they lay off people in order to stay beneath that 50-person threshold. Having already done that, having been warned that that is a jobs killer, the Treasury decides, okay, we'll delay that for a year. The problem being that it delays it for a year, but it's still compulsory for individuals to own the health insurance. And there's even a possibility that companies may, you know, compel people to do that for themselves. So it's the average consumer who ends up paying for that. So this was the big totemic piece of legislation. This is what it was all going to be about. He delayed the implementation of it for as long as possible, and now ordinary people are getting hit for it. People are paying, literally paying, for Obama's grand legacy.
Who actually gave Obama the power to delay implementation of any law?
That's a very good question, and I'm genuinely not entirely sure what the answer to that would be. I mean, for a man who is a constitutional scholar, that's both a good and a bad thing. I mean, you would hope that it would mean that he would understand the Constitution fairly well. I suspect it means he understands it all too well and knows exactly how to subtly manipulate it. This is classic Obama. You push back the cost of these things. You kind of bury and hide in fine detail what the effect of these things is. And it means that people end up getting hurt by them some way down the road. I don't know what the answer is to that question. I don't know how he's managed to get away with this. But the point is that for at least a year, it's the ordinary consumer who will get hurt by it.
Switching gears a bit, in another post, Tim, you talked about the $1.3 billion aid we sent to Egypt in June. What in the heck is this?
I find this story absolutely fascinating. So in May, John Kerry, Secretary of State, writes a memo in which he says, it's obvious Egypt is not progressing towards democracy. This is Egypt under Morsi, under the Muslim Brotherhood. And he says in the memo, we are very concerned about this. And U.S. aid of that variety is normally given in order to encourage democracy. 1 month later, he signs off on a $1.3 billion military aid grant to the Egyptian military. Now, why would you do that? If you think the country is not progressing towards democracy, why would you suddenly give it all that money? It's possible that it was done in order to buy influence with the army, in order to cement America's relationship with Egypt. But of course, not many weeks later, the army then holds a coup against the Muslim Brotherhood. So you have one of two interpretations. Either the U.S. foreign aid budget has been propping up a Muslim Brotherhood dictatorship by giving it that money, or it's just financed a coup. Either way, American money has been pushed towards a regime that was self-evidently not functioning properly as a democracy. And whoops, as soon as the coup has happened, the State Department rediscovers a part of American law which says that they're not allowed to give money of that variety to a country that's just held a coup. So then the Obama administration has to get around the fact that it obviously is a coup by not using the word coup. Meanwhile, all of this is happening while John Kerry's on his yacht, which he denied, but then we see photographs of him on it. In other words, this is yet another classic example of the Obama administration making it up as it goes along, sort of giving off the bravura air of leadership, but really just reacting to events and reacting poorly to events.
Okay, once Morsi fell, Al Jazeera in Egypt was emptied out of its workers. What message should we take away from this as Al Jazeera, America, launches here in the U.S. without a peep from Al Corleone, who's laughing all the way to the Swiss bank?
That's a very interesting question. In the case of Al Jazeera, I believe they were protesting what they felt was the station's bias against Morsi, which speaks to the fact that the situation in Egypt is actually a lot more complicated than we realize. And now, having been the persecutors, the Muslim Brotherhood, and now the people being persecuted, what it should tell us is that Al Jazeera is not an entirely balanced news source. This is a news source with a particular agenda, which leans towards a kind of anti-American point of view, and they have every right to set up broadcasting in the U.S. It's a free country; they can do whatever they like. However, I think people should be very wary about that particular news organization and the sort of news that it puts out there. We live in a very strange world now where you can get Russia Today and Chinese state television and now Al Jazeera television on American TV. It's a very odd situation. It's one we have to live with and respect, but people should be very wary about the news they put out.
Look, Tim, in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, I explain who Al Baradei is in Egypt. And I believe we're far more involved in the Middle East than we actually should be. What do you think?
It's a question of if you're going to be involved, you have to do it properly. General Petraeus said, if you have a war, there's no such thing nowadays as a war without nation building. If you're going to involve yourself in the Middle East, you've got to be prepared to commit to it. If you're going to say, in the case of Afghanistan, we're going to beat the Taliban, you don't set a date for when you're going to leave because the Taliban will just wait until you leave and then take over again. You don't say, in the case of Egypt, we're for democracy, we're against democracy, we're neutral, we don't care that we want to get rid of this guy. And then when it all blows up, you suddenly panic and start talking about withdrawing your aid. You've got to commit to one policy. Personally, I think we are over-involved in the Middle East. And I think that the result of that is that we encourage regime changes. And, of course, we can't afford and we don't have the clout to keep up with whatever's going on. And it means we get sucked more and more into it. The situation becomes more and more complex and febrile. I think it'd be better in many instances if we stayed out, unless, of course, there's an obvious humanitarian obligation.
Is there a way we can get out of there? Is there a viable exit strategy, in your opinion, or are we stuck there?
You have to reach a point where you say, we are now quitting. You do eventually have to do that. If you look at the consequences of the Arab Spring a couple of years ago, we thought this was it. The Middle East was at a turning point. It was embracing democracy. 2 years on, the government's been removed in Egypt, There's much chaos in Libya. There's chaos in Yemen. And Syria has turned into a two-year-long bloody civil war. We have to cut our losses. The best thing that we can do is provide moral leadership, is provide humanitarian support. But even better than that, we can stop selling arms and we can stop buying the oil of dictators. And the way to get around that is to develop our own resources at home, which thankfully is finally happening because of things like fracking. We do eventually have to have a new covenant with the Middle East, a new kind of relationship. And I think it'll be one where we are still friendly, still compassionate, still concerned, but I think a lot more hands-off.
Tim, what's the lesson here in your opinion? What is that lesson?
The lesson is don't enter a fight unless you think you stand a chance of winning. It's just not worth it. And in the case of the Middle East, we've entered too many fights that we didn't know if we could win. We didn't know what would happen if we won or if we lost. And that's why we're the ones who've come out with a bloody nose.
Tim Stanley of UK Telegraph, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's always a pleasure.
I'll be right back, and I want to remind you that the book Trickle Down Tyranny by Michael Savage has three big pages on Egypt and the new leader, who I call a puppet of the Iranian regime. And I highly recommend that you go to your bookstore and you buy a paperback copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Have fun at the 21st Annual Brentwood Corn Fest, July 12th through the 14th, located at Brentwood Boulevard and Technology Way. Shuttles from parking lots will be provided by Tri-Delta Transit. Enjoy Friday night fireworks, live music, carnival rides, kids' fun zone, tractor races, arts and crafts, and corn activities. Plus, great food, local wines, microbrews, and plenty of corn. Special musical guests include Papa Do Run Run, Public Eye, The Citations, Como La Fleur, A Tribute to Selena, and Chicago Tribute Authority. Tickets are now available for purchase at all Brentwood, Antioch, and Oakley Rayleigh's locations and the Brentwood Chamber Office. Visit BrentwoodCornFest.com for more information. Sponsored by Dwelly Farms, F.A. Majori & Sons, GNS Farms, Ron Nunn Farms, Simone and Masoni Farms, Wiretech Electric, A. Meadows Property Management, The Contra Costa Times, The Monthly Grapevine, American Medical Response, Purple Cow Websites, The City of Brentwood, Apex Securities, Comcast, Bud Light, Gregory Investments, and Tri-Delta Transit.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
I'm at a local golf course to talk gold bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold bond powder. Relief starts now.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking? Ah! Relax. You've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is. And super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about, like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. We'll talk about the Zimmerman trial, the SFO plane crash investigation, and more cowbell. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
After consulting with counsel, not to testify, Your Honor.
You understand that no matter what counsel says to you, it's still your decision. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and I need to know, is it your decision to not testify in this case?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's the voice of poor old George Zimmerman, says he will not testify. The defense rests. Is George Zimmerman a bad guy? No. Is Trayvon Martin a bad guy, deserve to die? No. See, that's the crux of the case. They're both not bad guys, but one is dead and one is alive. And the reason one is dead is because one had a gun and one didn't. Now, why did he have a gun? If he's not a policeman, number one. He was a neighborhood watchman. He's a nice kid doing his job, but no one said to go out and shoot somebody. He made a mistake. He had a loaded gun. Let me put it to you this way. Many of you are calling and saying, look, Mike, I have a semi-automatic in my house, and I always have a chamber in the round. You're wrong. All right, you have a chamber in the round. So let's say Zimmerman had a chamber in the round. But why did he have the safety off? That's the next stage of protection against a possible discharge, right? Or gives you a chance to think about thinking before shooting. But again, Zimmerman went to the next stage, DEFCON 2. He took the safety off. He wanted, or he was ready to, shoot to kill. Why was he ready to shoot to kill? Had there been a murder in the neighborhood? No. Had there been a rape in the neighborhood? No. Was he protecting his home and his wife and his children? No. Was he in his home in his stand your ground position, ready to defend? And did someone break in that he shot? Again, the answer is no. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to agree with Michael Savage that Zimmerman has liability here, and he has to be found guilty of manslaughter. I'll take your calls now. Stephen in Mississippi, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. Savage, I agree with you 100%. Actually, I'm an African-American or a black conservative, and I understand exactly. Well, the thing that's bothering me is why so many conservatives, and I heard your statement earlier, you said that many whites are on Mr. Zimmerman's side and many blacks are, and I understand that analogy, but what I'm trying to figure out is why are the conservatives are, you know, standing up for Mr. Zimmerman? And the only thing I can think of is, you know, actually, because of what President Obama said with Mr. Sharpton.
You're exactly right. What they're saying is, why should I agree with what Obama and Sharpton did to this case from the beginning? I'm going to take the other side. But that's not the right reason to take a position. I think you have to analyze it. I'll tell you, there's another more cynical reason that so many conservative talk show hosts are automatically on the side of Zimmerman. sir, and that is because they're basically demagogues, and they're appeasing their base. Just as Obama appeases his base as a politician, I got to tell you, talk show hosts are politicians as well. And many of us don't understand that by appeasing our base, we debase our base.
That's right.
So, look, Stephen, I hope you continue to listen to the show. You say you're a black man, you're a conservative, and you agree with me. Yeah, I think tell the audience why you agree with my position that Zimmerman has liability and that he committed manslaughter.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't have, just by them being out where they were, he had no right, even if, and I know people are trying to say Trayvon Martin was a dope head or whatever. That's beside the point. This guy.
That is right. Right, it's beside the point. 90% of San Francisco are potheads. So what, they deserve to get shot?
That's right. And so what I'm saying is, and, you know, I kind of think that maybe President Obama didn't ask for this, but they're sure liking it. And they would have nothing more, and I believe there's a bigger picture here, they would love nothing more than to have a ride to go off. And I'm not stating that that would be the case, but, you know, there are a lot of frustrated people, and a lot of people are emotionally tied up in this. You know, if you look at everything with the Benghazi, the IRS, and all of this stuff, that is nothing more than...
All right, so just as we have a lot of frustrated young black kids looking to burn and loot and riot like a Rodney King job. On the other side, we have millions of frustrated white men who are ready to riot over the scandals that Obama has engaged in from Benghazi forward. We have an extremely volatile situation here. Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate your call. It's nice to hear someone who can think as well as I do. Let me send you a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. I'm sure you can appreciate reading it. So we're talking about the fishy Zimmerman case and the fishy fish oil study, which is utterly unbelievable, how the media is so naive and the people are such science illiterates that every news outlet that I could find picked up on that false flag story of prostate cancer risk from fish oils. Did my scientific expertise and the expert that I found calm your fears about taking fish oils? This is a very big story here. Prostate cancer scares men the way breast cancer scares women. And I'm out to save you from this demagoguery. And one last note, ladies and gentlemen, mainly, well, I should say ladies and gentlemen, because all the ladies who have a gentleman in their life are worried about this. It's a terrible disease to get and to die from. If you're going to buy fish oils, for God's sakes, would you get purified fish oils? There's junk out there. There is junk being made by shyster vitamin manufacturers, just as there's polluted fish coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't eat, polluted shrimp coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't touch. Where do you think the fish oils come from? Well, of course, they come from fish. Well, there are companies out there that charge a lot more, and they say purified fish oils. That's what you should be taking. End of story. The sad part here is that the media jumped on this and picked it up. Why? They want to condemn all vitamins, all nutrients, and all supplements. There is a war against the vitamin industry. There's a war against caffeine. There's a war against virtually everything that is natural and does something good for you. While the drug peddlers, the giant pharmaceutical companies, have bought many of these cancer institutes, lock, stock, and barrel to put out false studies like this. That's one man's opinion.
Savage.